I'm Ronald Tudbury.
What actually made you join the Royal Air Force when you knew there was a war coming?
Because as a young man of 20, maybe under 20, I just felt I was out of the war, and my conscience said I should volunteer for the Royal Air Force, in spite of the fact that I was in a reserved occupation. I was an engineer, and the only way you could get into the forces was to join flying duties in the Royal Air Force, no other way. So that's why I joined.
Now, you didn't actually go straight into Lancaster Bombers because they weren't available, were they?
That's correct. I was posted to RAF Station Pocklington, which is 4 Group, Bomber Command, and they fly Halifaxes, so, which is a 4-engine bomber, and that's what we did. I did 6 trips at Pocklington, and then I was shot down on my last trip at Pocklington, and this was to Krefeld in the Ruhr. For the benefit of everyone, this is in Germany.
Yeah.
And we were shot down near Amsterdam. This meant that we lost 2 engines immediately. These were on fire. And we managed to get the fires out by pressing the fire extinguishers. And it was quite a surprise to find the fires going out. And then after we'd flown for a little while, a third engine failed. That didn't catch fire, but it failed. So we had to feather the engine. This isn't sufficient to maintain height in the Halifax, so we made a slow descent. I should point out, by the way, that we were able to open the bomb doors and release all the bombs around the Scheldt estuary to lighten the load in order to... We had made a decision, by the way, not to bail out because we were over an island area. We decided to come down into the North Sea as far away from Holland as we possibly could. And this we achieved. But we were only 11 miles from the island of Overflakkie, which is rather funny because it's, I explained earlier, this is spelled O-V-E-R-F-L-A-K-E-E. Anyway, this was at 2 o'clock in the morning on the 21st of June 1943. And we came down in the sea. We made a perfect landing, by the way. A ditching, it's called. We made a perfect landing on the sea. We got out almost dry and stepped into the dinghy. And there we were, sitting in a dinghy in the middle of the North Sea. The aeroplane floated for an hour before it finally sank, and we had to wait for dawn. Unfortunately for us, a typhoon, one of our typhoons, flew over and reported our position, but absolutely nothing happened until dusk the next day, well, the same day really, but it's 2 o'clock in the morning till round about 10 o'clock at night, I suppose. And we then saw on the horizon a walrus aeroplane, a walrus flying boat, an amphibian, and we fired a very pistol at it, or in the air, to call it over. And fortunately for us, it spotted the flare and came over. In fact, there were 2 of them, and they both came over, and 4 of us got into one walrus, and the other 3 got into the other. I should point out that the sea was extremely rough, with waves about 20 feet high. And anyway, we managed to get into it okay. 4 of us did, and 3 into the other. I think I've already said this. But the one with 4 in, bearing in mind that there were 3 other walrus crew, we were far too heavy to take off in that very rough sea condition. So we set off to taxi all the way back across the North Sea. It's about 100 miles I'm talking about. And you have to think about there are mines floating in the North Sea. The other aeroplane, by sheer good luck, managed to bounce off the waves and took off and flew back to Martlesham Heath. So we just taxied across the North Sea until we ran out of fuel about 9 hours, 9 hours 50 minutes later. And there we were wallowing in the sea with no power, when suddenly a searchlight was shone on us, which turned out to be the Royal Navy torpedo boat. And with some difficulty, we managed to get from the nose of the Walrus aboard the motor torpedo boat. It was quite dangerous because it kept on crashing into it. Every time it crashed, we jumped. Then we took off towards Felixstowe. And if you don't know, a motor torpedo boat doesn't float. It flies half the time. So it shoots along, jumps out completely out of the water, and comes down with an almighty crash some 20 yards or so away. And it keeps doing this. It's very, very uncomfortable. But we finally got to Felixstowe, and we went into hospital there, which is a requirement. None of us were really damaged, and we were declared to be okay.
Now, my son was telling me last night that makes you a member of something called the Goldfish Club.
Yes, indeed. Yes. You're entitled by the manufacturers of dinghies, a firm called Dow. They make glues, Dow. The glue that they make is the thing that they stick the dinghy together. From dress suits, you know, tuxedos and whatnot, the Americans would call them, dinner jackets and so forth, the actual black material, they weave a flying goldfish with, you can see it's flying over the sea, there's wavy lines, blue wavy lines, and you wear this on your tie in the Air Force, out of sight, so that when your tunic shut up, you can't see it, but when you're casually got your jacket open, there's the goldfish for everyone to know that you've been shot down and saved by a dinghy. It's the equivalent to the caterpillar of the Caterpillar Club, who's saved by a parachute, the silken thread, you know, that's the idea. I should point out, though, that the most uncomfortable thing with sitting in a dinghy is that you can't avoid getting water in seawater because it's rough, you know, and it splashes in. So you're spending some time as best you can to bail it out. But whatever you do, if you sit in the dinghy, you're sitting in a pool of water. And it's very, very uncomfortable, I can assure you. So you're spending half the time with your elbows on the rim of the dinghy trying to keep out of the pool of water. But then you run out of steam with your elbows, and back in you go again into this cold water. Very uncomfortable. But in order for people flying to see you, you mark the sea, you stain the sea with a bright green thing. I think it's called fluorescein dye. And it stains the whole of the area, this bright green colour. Well, that gets in the dinghy too. And you're sitting in seawater, stained with fluorescein dye. And there's a tendency to say, I'll retain my uniform. I don't want to hand it in, I'll keep it. And then claim that I've lost it and get another one, which you do. But the interesting thing is the fluorescein dye, when it dries out, disappears. But every time it rains, your bottom turns bright green.